We get things rolling this afternoon by getting on the G&M Family Market phone line to talk a little baseball and more with Jerry Krasnick of ESPN. Jerry, good afternoon.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. And first, before we talk baseball, congratulations to your Boston University Terriers on a great run this season.
Yeah, we bowed out before the Frozen Four, but got pretty far. The problem with BU is I think they've become the Kentucky of college hockey. They seem to be one and done guys now, and that's tough. I guess that's the hard thing about attracting good talent is in hockey, it tends to leave quickly.
Yeah, the good news is a great recruiting class. The bad news is a great recruiting class.
Yeah, they just leave quickly. So I'm hoping they can get back next year. I like the coach, David Quinn, and I think he's really good and has the program headed in the right direction.
Well, Jerry, for a number of years, the so-called experts out there have talked about the demise of baseball, and we keep hearing that, and yet the numbers tell a different story. And then last year, with the great run by the Cubs, so much interest in the World Series, and a great level of good young talent, it sure seems to me like baseball is in pretty healthy shape.
Yeah, you know, baseball is just a different sport than other sports. It's very regional, you know, so I think if the Cubs are in the World Series, Red Sox fans probably aren't going to watch it. You know, it's that kind of game where you follow your own team a little bit more. But look, attendance is good. I think the revenue is probably getting toward $10 billion. New commissioner Rob Manfred seems to have some pretty good ideas on how to broaden appeal and, you know, appeal to a younger generation of fans. And as you mentioned, I mean, you have Mike Trout and Bryce Harper, and you look at the Red Sox, you know, with Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts and all these kids. So baseball probably needs to do a better job, I think, of marketing some of its players. But in terms of the overall health of the game, I think it's pretty good. And, you know, really there's, I hate to use the word parity, but you do have a lot of different teams getting to the postseason, probably more than football, I think, which is considered to be, you know, more of a parity sport because of the salary cap, but really isn't the case. I mean, it's mostly the same teams, the Patriots and the Packers and the Steelers and, you know, all the same teams. So I do think baseball is in a pretty good place.
Do you think that there's maybe too much emphasis on the length of the game or the pace of the game to attract millennials? I'm not sure they would watch if it was an hour and 45-minute 1-0 game from 1968 with Bob Gibson going against Denny McClain.
Yeah, I don't know that it's really a problem when it comes to having fans buy tickets to the game. I mean, if you're at a game and it goes 3.5 hours, you just leave after 2.5. You know, I think for TV viewership, it's probably a case of what all sports encounter now, which is people want to do other things while they watch the game. You know, they're on mobile devices and that sort of thing. So, look, I think football would have a problem if it wasn't for gambling and fantasy. You know, I think football would have a lot of the same issues. So I do think they really, you know, look, I'd love to see games 15 minutes shorter and speed it along and get rid of some of the dead time. But sometimes it becomes a little bit too much of an obsession, I think, with maybe the commissioner and with people who cover the games.
Jerry, as we look ahead to on the field this year, what team do you think poses the biggest obstacle to the Cubs repeating as champs?
Well, you know, I think, look, you look at the teams in the American League. If David Price is healthy, Boston's going to be very strong. I think Cleveland's going to be very good. Houston, if they can get any pitching, I think is a team that could be dangerous. And then in the National League, I mean, if the Mets have the young pitching that it looks like they would have if they're healthy, that's going to be a tough team. I think the Dodgers could be very good. So, you know, there are 6 or 8 teams out there off the top of my head, I think, that are going to pose a pretty serious threat. And it's tough to repeat. You know, you have to try to stay healthy and have a lot of breaks go your way. And, look, if the Cubs hadn't done it in 108 years, I mean, for them to do it 2 years in a row would be quite an amazing feat.
The Red Sox were beneficiaries of the White Sox attempt to save a little money getting rid of Chris Sale. They still have Quintana. They still have David Robertson. Do you think there's any chance of a deal going down for one of them before opening day? Are we more likely to see something happen around the trade deadline?
Yeah, I would think we're looking more toward, July. It's just tough. You don't really see a lot of big deals coming down at this point in the season. But, you know, look, when we get to July and teams know where they stand, some teams will have some money in the till to make some moves. So I certainly wouldn't be surprised to see those guys move at midseason. But, you know, to have something huge happen right now would certainly be contrary to tradition. You usually don't see those kinds of deals in late March or early April.
Red Sox are getting a lot of preseason publicity and accolades, but there's still some questions there with Price, with the bullpen now, with Tyler Thornburg likely to start the season on the disabled list. To me, that American League East looks pretty wide open. Not everybody sees it that way, but even the Orioles, when I see projections of them being a 500 team, I can't believe they won't be better than that.
Yeah, I talked to somebody the other day, I think a scout who said that team might hit 300 homers. Their outfield defense probably isn't going to be great. They have a lot of pitching questions, but they're a team that could be dangerous. I think Toronto's a team that people probably are taking kind of lightly. They lost Encarnacion, but they still kept Batista. They still have Donaldson, and they have a really good starting rotation. So to me, that's a team that's very strong. And I think the Yankees could be better than people think, but they're in a bit of a down period right now. And Tampa obviously has good pitching. They can be troublesome. I just don't think they have enough offense.
We're talking with Jerry Krasnick of ESPN. Jerry, you had a wonderful piece with Barry Bonds on his return to San Francisco. What does that return say about where we are and the way we view the PED era?
Well, I think it says something about Barry Bonds and his relationship with that franchise in that city. You know, he came back last year, and it was a bigger story when he came back to coach with the Marlins, and that didn't work out. But, people in San Francisco didn't really care what he did. They look at him as somebody who is much beloved. His dad was out there. His godfather, Willie Mays, has had a huge impact, obviously, on baseball history. And so he's always going to be popular there. But look, Mark McGwire is working with the Padres, and some of these other guys are, they made mistakes, and I could see why people are upset, but, do they necessarily have to be banned from baseball for life? Probably not. And I think with some of these guys, obviously the momentum is starting to shift toward them, getting into the Hall of Fame with Bonds and Clemens and some of these other guys. So that's going to be the story to watch over the next few years.
We talked a little bit about Trout and Harper. For your money, Jerry, who's the most exciting player in the game as we enter the 2017 season?
Boy, that's a heck of a question. I mean, Trout to me is the best player. I don't know if he's always the most exciting. He just does things the right way. I think that's the thing that makes him really appealing, is that he plays, he's a great teammate. He's a guy who does play the game the right way. So, I would think him, but you look at other guys like Manny Machado, Francisco Lindor in Cleveland is an amazing young shortstop. Mookie Betts is up there. So, it'd be a hard call to make, but I guess when you look at the guy who's going to be the best player year in and year out, it's clearly Mike Trout.
Jerry Krasnick writes about baseball for ESPN. Jerry, it's always a treat for us to talk with you. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, and we look forward to catching up with you throughout the season.
Thanks, guys.